Today's hits, yesterday's favorites, CKDR. Good morning, I'm Richard McCarthy. Coming up this week, we've all been anticipating this all summer long, the Dryden District Agricultural Society's Fall Fair. And one of the directors with the society is Lisa Cashel, and she joins me this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Richard.
Lots of excitement building, and Thursday is just around the corner for when the Fall Fair starts.
We have a dedicated group of volunteers that work so hard on this fair all through the year. So it's kind of surreal when Fair Week actually arrives and we can all take a deep breath and just enjoy the 3 days. So yes, Thursday morning, we start with our judging. So the actual doors don't open until noon. But after that, you're welcome to come over to the grounds, and we've got tons of stuff going on.
Let's talk about some of that, some of the highlights for the first day of the fair.
First day, always lots of fun for everybody to come and watch the parade. The parade starts at 5:30 this year from the arena, travels through town, and then over the overpass to the grounds. After that, 7 o'clock is our opening ceremonies. But our grounds do open at noon, so there's fun stuff going on. We've got our petting zoo back after a bit of a hiatus. We finally found a petting zoo to come back. So they're open each day from 1 to 7, which the kids love. Horseshoe Connection is doing some mini horse riding lessons. So those are on a first-come, first-served basis. You can find them set up by the horse show ring. And, of course, just all of the animals, all of the displays, and the midway.
Let's skip into Friday and some of the things going on then.
Friday morning, we start out with a seniors' time. So seniors get in free Friday morning at 9 a.m., or they can come and look through the exhibit hall, check out all of the exhibits that have been entered and all the winners. 10 a.m., the fairgrounds open for the day to the general public. And at that time, we also have the horse show starting, which is always an exciting thing for people to come out and watch the horse show. Day continues on with the 4-H Beef Club Achievement Day at noon in the cattle ring. The open cattle show starts at 1 o'clock. After that, it's just a lot of the same things as before. Check out the exhibits, check out the animals. With the addition of the Cloverbelt Beekeepers Association, we'll have a display in the barn area from 4 to 8 o'clock, and that's going to be really interesting.
Awesome, and let's have a look at Saturday fun that is lined up.
We start with the horse show at 10 a.m. The cattle ring will be busy with a cattle fitting and showing clinic. The beekeepers will be in again all afternoon. We've got children's games, straw bale toss, a mooing contest for the kids, and then that goes right until midnight when the fairgrounds closes. Each day, we have a full lineup of entertainment at the Neil Moody stage. The entertainers are lots of local people we love listening to. They come out every year. We're just making the final changes to the schedule, and that will be posted on our Facebook page shortly.
Good to know. Dryden Agricultural Society's Fall Fair, a lot of work behind the scenes in preparation for the first day on Thursday. Let's get to admission prices, Lisa.
So admission, as always, for children 16 and under is free. Adult admission is $10, and seniors 65 and over is $5. Bracelets. For the midway, bracelet pre-sales are happening now at Lotto 1, and those ride bracelets are $35. Those are available until the end of the day Wednesday. Once the doors open for the fair, the ride bracelets are $40 at the event.
And we can't forget about the 4-H Club have been very busy, and they're getting ready to do what they always do at the Fall Fair, Lisa.
The 4-H Beef Club has been working really hard all year long. They are having their achievement day, so their show is at noon on Friday, and then a crowd favorite and something we look forward to all year. 6 o'clock is our award ceremony and our auction, where we auction off our steers. We have some great support that comes out from the community for that. And it's a really great thing for people to come out and watch. Lots of fun. That is on Friday.
A lot of work behind the scenes as we head towards Thursday and the Dryden Agricultural Society's Fall Fair. One of the directors of the Dryden District Agricultural Society is Lisa Cashel. She's been my guest this morning. Lisa, lots of family fun coming up very, very soon. Anything else before we let you go?
Just if anyone has any questions or you need some more information, our website is drydenfair.ca. You can email us at info@drydenfair.ca or check us out on our Facebook page at Dryden and District Agricultural Society.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Lisa.
Thank you, Richard.